With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump said Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky needs to step up in the peace effort.
I think Russia is ready, and a lot of people said Russia wanted to go for the whole thing. And I think we have a deal with Russia. We have to get a deal with Zelensky, and I hope that Zelensky, I thought it might be easier to deal with Zelensky. So far, it's been harder.
But the president has now offered rare criticism of Vladimir Putin, urging the Russian president to stop after a deadly barrage of attacks on Kyiv, Ukraine's capital. The Russian attacks killing at least 9 people and injuring more than 70. The Justice Department has charged an alleged high-ranking member of Tren de Aragua in Colombia with terrorism charges. It's the first case of its kind against a member of the gang the Trump administration has designated a foreign terrorist organization. More than 24 illegal immigrant gang members in New York City are facing federal charges.
Mayor Eric Adams and Border Czar Tom Homan say 29 people connected to the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua face an array of charges, including racketeering, weapons, and sex trafficking. Mayor Adams says the city has been looking into gang activities since the illegal immigrant attack on NYPD officers in Times Square last year.
That's Tasha Stevens. The National Association of Home Builders reports a slight dip in mortgage rates and limited existing home inventory help drive an increase in new home sales across the U.S. in March 2025. Sales of newly constructed single-family homes rose by 7.4% in March. Stocks are higher, the Dow up 256 points, the NASDAQ composite adding 311. This is SRN News. President Trump considers a baby bonus.
The U.S. birth rate has fallen to 1.6, below the 2.1 child per woman average needed to sustain the population, and the president wants to do something about it. His administration is working on a possible bonus program that would pay any woman who has a baby $5,000. There are a lot of details to work out, but it's clear that the administration has taken notice of the plummeting birth rate, which comes with dire implications, both social and economic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Nebraska bill that would bar males from female bathrooms, locker rooms, and sports teams has advanced from the first of 3 rounds of debate. The legislation from Omaha Republican Senator Kathleen Koth is a reprise of one she introduced repeatedly in recent years. In 2023, it was linked with another Koth measure barring sex change operations and puberty-blocking hormones for kids. This is SRN News. Here's the midday Wall Street Business Report.
Volatility continues to grip the stock market. Wall Street opened mixed this morning following yesterday's rally that lifted the Dow, NASDAQ, and the S&P higher. The market's been rattled by uncertainty over tariffs and the impact on the global economy. Applications for unemployment benefits rose modestly last week. Businesses retain workers despite fears of an economic downturn. Jobless claims inched up by 6,000 to 222,000 for the week ending April 19th. That's just barely more than the 220,000 new applications that analysts had been expecting. The German government is forecasting that country's economy, Europe's largest, will stagnate later this year. Germany's economy minister cites the impact of U.S. trade policy on his country's economy. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.